Well, hello. Anyway, so most people know who this Femon was. She was, of course, called the Cat Lady. And she's just recently died, and she was 84 years of age. And of all the plastic surgeries I've seen, it's probably the most extreme I've seen. And it really makes you wonder, when she looked in the mirror, what she actually saw. She obviously didn't see what she really looked like. And it's kind of a shame, really, because when she was younger, she was quite an attractive Femon. But apparently, as the story goes, her husband was, I think, a billionaire or more, and he loved big cats. And this Femon apparently was scared of aging and looking old. And she had quite a few operations, but denied that she had any. But she couldn't deny it when her face started changing drastically. Obviously, I believe this Femon had some mental issues, obviously. Because you don't go from looking like that to looking like that unless something's quite drastically wrong with you. But I'll put a link to the story down below, and you never guess what they're trying to say, as usual. That her doing this to her face and disfiguring it so much was a man's fault. Obviously, it had nothing to do with her bad decisions. Apparently because her husband or ex-husband liked cats, he was trying to look like one. But apparently they did interview him, and he said that he did explain to her that her face is not like furniture. Skin doesn't actually move around the same way. And quite frankly, he thought she was crazy. And he told her to stop getting the operations, but of course, she didn't listen. And I kind of actually believe that she wasn't really a victim at all. But a Femon to take responsibility for her own actions is rare. And if they can blame a man, they will. I believe myself she was completely delusional. And of course she had unlimited money. Nobody made her go get all these operations. She did it all herself. And probably if I was a psychiatrist, there would be a name for it. And it's kind of a sad story if you think about it. All the money in the world. And she probably still never found happiness. I hope she's found it now. Let me know what you think, guys. You take it easy now.